home to this house of many days. Just lay me on the floor, hard and cool as slate. You know I love it more and more than before I ran away. It triggers off so many hurts, hurtful words and broken play. When those big arms lift up, fall in love with no time to say. I like to love the sea.
That was Grant Lee Buffalo with Fuzzy. I love that song. Okay, so you might notice that I sound a little bit better today because I got a new microphone after 10 years of having a really lousy microphone. I don't know what took me so long. But anyways, Thanks for joining us tonight, you guys. You guys are in for a treat. If you're called in, just hang tight because it is so worth the wait to get a reading from Vicki Johns and Jen Young. They are fantastic. I love them both dearly. So we're going to bring them on and see how they're doing. And I hope you guys are doing okay, everyone out there. I know it's been a little tough lately, a lot of changes, some departures of souls. And it's just, it's been a little tough. But you know what? We can get through it together, and we will. So I'm going to bring on Vicki Johns. Hello, Vicki.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to navigate the chat room. I think I've been locked out. I've been bad.
Oh, shoot. That's too bad. Vicki's in Texas, and we have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Hi.
She sounds so sexy.
She always does.
Oh, I love you.
So how are you guys doing today?
Vicki.
Jen. I'm waiting to hear how Jen's doing after her torturous trip to the dentist.
I'm doing well, actually. I saw an oral, hard to speak. I saw an oral surgeon yesterday. They had a cancellation, and we whipped in and whipped out. So I've got a few stitches, but I'm recovering really well. And I said to Vicki, "Oh my goodness!" But words worse than that. I didn't expect this. So I think that it's always expect the unexpected, right?
But it gave you a chance to get in there and get the work done without worrying about it for days and days. It took you by surprise.
That's exactly right. And what a great guy, seriously. He phoned today to see how I was recovering and said phone him anytime. Like, who does that these days? Seriously.
Let's call him up. Hi, you're live on
my
the show.
My friends want to talk to you. My friends want
that's
to
really
talk.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's so nice.
I was really impressed. So, yeah.
Well, you never know how it's going to go, do you?
No, you don't. So, and how are you, Corrine?
I'm okay. You guys probably know I've been moving, so it's been a little hectic. But it's okay, you know, and so I just posted something on Facebook, which is getting some backlash.
And we
We're
all
here
laugh
for you in solidarity.
I know. So but Corrine, did you expect anything different?
No, I guess not. I mean, because here's the thing. So what I posted was, there are no mistakes. You can't make a mistake or something. There are no mistakes. Everything is fated for the growth of your soul. And so
everything's predestined. They know how it's going to turn out. We're just going through the motions. It's all been written.
So, but there was people saying, well, what about if you get murdered? What if you murder somebody? What if you leave your kid in a car and they die? Well, what? I mean, you don't get it, man. You know what I mean? Not to sound snippy, but it's like, my God. Do you guys know what I'm saying?
When we talk about Akashic Records, when you pull your Akashic Record, when you have a reading, or if you are fortunate enough to know someone that is an Akashic Record reading, the Book of Life, your past, present, and future is all in that book. The only way for that to be is if it's all there. It's all we're playing out the part. Born, who we're born to, And then the rest of it is just playing out the part, is it not? We have freedom of will. We can make choices. And each choice, you have a path. You can go down one way or the other, but they both lead to the same ending. It's just you have different adventures. You have different dramas and traumas. And it's our choice. And all of that is included in that. I mean, it can happen to any of us, you know, and it doesn't mean, it doesn't have anything to do with religion or anything like that. It just is. We can't screw up. If we tried, we couldn't screw up. We can't.
We right. Survive.
You're where you're supposed to be at exactly the time you're supposed to be there.
That's
and
what
it's
I
all
think
based
too.
On choices. Choices. And, of course, I do believe we all go to the same place. I believe that doesn't exempt us from having, we have to be responsible for our actions, and there are consequences. Now, what those are, I don't know. But I tell you what, when I do cross over, I'll come back and tell you. But from what my guides have shown me is we're not released from those consequences for things we do wrong. And that's not to say we're judged. That's not to say anything. I believe we are our judge. Who is your worst critic? Yourself.
Totally.
No,
I totally got what you said. And those were just extreme pie-in-the-sky things they pulled out to argue the point. And it just shows that right now you can say the grass is green and 20 people are going to insist it's yellow and brown.
Yeah. No, I agree
season,
with you. Because everything is extreme right now, right?
Mm-hmm,
or that's the
mm-hmm.
way I see it up here.
And their reality may not be ours. You know, it may be winter. Their grass may be brown. But it's just, you just need to know, take a deep breath. You're okay. We're okay.
Right.
And
I know.
And yeah. What you were making that point was dead on.
And the thing is that you guys, you know, the three of us, listen, we've been around the block. We kind of have been studying this stuff for years and years and years. And not that we know mm-hmm. everything, but it's like we at least understand that even if you murder somebody, God forbid you murder somebody or you, you know, do something worse, whatever. I don't know what's worse, but, you know. If you do that, it is still for the growth of your soul. You're mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? That's what I was trying to mm-hmm. say. It's like, you know, anyway, I can't let it
no,
bother
I,
me.
No,
but
I agree. I think that, you know, mm-hmm. we've had a few different shows on that on different hosts and different times. And I totally get that. You know, it might not what we have been expecting or knowing or whatever. And I've tried to explain that to a few people lately, is that it's not what we would have written for ourselves in this cognizance, I guess, is the only way I can say it. But it's been there, right? I don't think people I know would have, and this is not extreme, this is actual fact, people would have, individuals would have chosen that their child would be a pedophile, you know, up on, you know, mm-hmm. 45 or 54 charges of pornography and pedophilia. We're not saying that. What are the words I'm looking for? Like, this is, you know, it's all to do with soul work. You're right, Corrine. We don't come into this thinking, oh, this is what I'm going to encounter. Mm-hmm. It's unexpected, but I think it's like soul growth, right? And it's what we used to talk about. Mm-hmm. Sitting down and saying, you know, our souls, sitting down and saying, what are we going to experience next time around?
Right. Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, and like Jackie was saying, who's in chat right now, Jackie, my friend Jackie, she said, you know, like people are misunderstanding the happiness from growth, because learning and soul growth is painful a lot of times. And so, I mean, that's the thing, you know, it's like, what the hell? And then Marilyn in chat just said, Anita Morjani said, there was no hell, and she got all sorts of nasty comments, mostly from people of fear. There is no hell. Hello,
that, yeah.
There is no freaking hell.
We live in hell, should we choose to live in hell right now with everything that's going on in the world, right? Different
hell
versions.
Created. The biblical hell was created to keep people in line so they were easily controlled by the government or the rulers. I mean, that's
exactly
why it was created.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And if you don't believe that, there's no way I can prove that to you except to say, wait till you get there. You'll be surprised at what's
there. No, and
there.
I think that's true. It's like when we get to the other side, and hopefully not too soon, you know, we'll find out. And then, as you say, we'll let you all know. You know, whoever's there first, come knock on our doors, and we'll see. Who was getting door knocks the other day? Someone was, knocking on their door. A friend, Chrissy, and she said, I don't know what was going on, but someone was knocking on my door, and I'd go, look, she goes, I think it was spirit. We were laughing. Because she does the work we do.
Wow.
And I just started laughing. I said, oh, yeah, like, very possible. Well, yeah, you know, wake up, time to get working, you know. So
I keep being awakened in the middle of the night with that message. Come on, get off your butt, it's time to work.
Yeah, well, Amy just said, hell is a state of mind, not a place you can find with the GPS. Yeah, I'm sure we've got a, that makes me laugh so hard, Amy. We have this windy little goat trail of a road that weaves up our island here, and it's a path that no one likes to take, and this big semi-truck his GPS took him that way the other day, and he blocked the road, and he got stuck, and he had to wait for hours to get a tow truck to pull him out of this goat trail. I felt bad for him. But everybody's going like, oh, why would you take your truck up there? Well, GPS took him up there. You know, they don't know the roads, and this guy obviously didn't. And it's, yeah, I'm sure he thought of that. Good one, Amy. Good one.
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyways, whatever. I don't want to harp on it, but it's just, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't.
I had to laugh. Somebody said, you should do a show on this, and I thought, no. It's bad enough to listen to all of this written in on messages and stuff to have to listen to it on air, you know. It's just,
right.
Sometimes I have to take myself away and disconnect and just have quiet time, because there's so much spirit activity. There's so many people have crossed over, and also there's so much spirit activity right now in the world. It gets a little crowded. I mean, I have to just shut everything and just kind of take a time out and take a nap or meditate or just be still and be quiet for a while, because it's so overwhelming. I wonder, I know you guys feel the same way a lot of times. You have to.
Yeah, definitely.
The way I'm saying right now.
Right. It really is, man. I mean, oh my God, I don't even know what to say anymore except, you really got to, you know, go within right now and find your peace, mm-hmm. because if you don't have that, it's very difficult to navigate this world as it is. But we're doing the best we can, and I know everyone is out there is also doing the best they can, and we have to give ourselves some credit. So let's give ourselves a hand.
I know. Well, let me tell you something fun. You want to hear a fun story?
Of course.
Yeah.
Or fun Vicky style. I was reading this article on investigations the other day, paranormal investigations, and what drew my attention was it was women my age, like in their late 40s, 50s, 60s, that were doing investigations. And some were mediums, some were psychics, some were just people that were very intuitive, that wanted to find out why things were happening. And there were a lot of people in this one area that were having activity, and some were afraid and some needed help. So this lady, Christy Carpenter Chavez, and her neighbor decided they were going to go and investigate some stuff that they had heard was going on at this cemetery called Bachelor Groves. And they took an EVP, electronic voice phenomena, and recorded some things. And from that stemmed this group of women. There's like five or six of them, and I think there were four base members, and they've added some, and I think one step back. But right now it's the main lady, and her son does the technical stuff, the filming and the equipment management and upkeep. But they're called Paranormal Mom Society, PMS. I laughed for an hour over that, and I thought, oh, my God, this is great. We need to start PMS everywhere, you know. But what they do is they go in and they try to communicate with the spirit to tell the people in the home, okay, this is like a former person that lived here, resident. They're not wanting to cause you any trouble. Or if there is a problem or something, they try to get them in touch and help them move it on. But they help people who are just being terrified or, you know, in different situations. So I just thought that was the coolest thing, that these moms, these women, got together and said, you know, we're going to do this. And they called themselves PMS. I just loved it.
I think that's
loved it.
So
the
original.
Funniest thing ever. Yeah. So if you're bored out there and you want to investigate, you know, get in touch. Just look up PMS online and Paranormal Mom Society and see if you can borrow the name and start it up in your area, because I think women everywhere should have a T-shirt that says PMS. Go do your investigations. If I had time, I'll save it for my old age, but if I had time, I would go do that. Oh,
right.
Too funny. I think they're having a great time, though, and helping people.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Amazing, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's cool.
They had a lot of things going on. Yeah, it was. I thought it was fun, as opposed to some of the men on TV that are always on investigating. We've got women.
Right, right, right.
So
you guys, last time when you were on last time with Carol, we got an EVP. And I went back and listened to it. And it's this old man saying, you can hear, like, the demarcation of the sound. You can hear it break. And then he says, hello, hello. And it's an old man. And, like, this was, like, 12:30 in the morning. 12:30 at night, I mean, whatever. That, you know, it's, like, it's not, like, a cross wire. It's a definite EVP. It was really cool, you know. So I wonder if that woman is going to call back in, because I wanted to ask her, did it sound like, because you were giving her a reading, Vicky, on her dad, and I wondered if she heard the voice that clearly, if she knew that, if it did it sound like her father, you know?
I hope she calls in, because he was there, and I know for a fact, I just know in my heart that was him. I just do. And we don't get that very often.
I know. That was so cool, though.
Wait a minute. Evidence. No. You don't have to believe me. This stuff is real. That's so funny. But and how did you know that? Well, he's here telling me. I hope she calls back because I would love, I mean, what an opportunity for her to hear it. It's recorded. It's there. I just,
right.
You know, if it were me, I would be just like, yes, I want to hear it. So
right.
She will come back.
Oh, it was so cool. I just want to call everyone, give a shout out, call everyone out who's in chat. Give a shout out to everyone who's in chat.
Good, because you know I've been banned, so call me.
Yeah. Vicky's banned.
I've been banned. I've been banned.
So we have the illustrious Amy Kavanaugh. We have Auntie Christy, who's Christy Faust. Hi, Christy. I haven't seen you in a little while.
No.
We have Bryn Durham, who's actually a fantastic energy worker himself, from what I understand. We have the beautiful and so talented Carol Patton.
Hey, Carol. Hey, Bryn.
We have Christy.
I haven't heard from Bryn and Ava. Christy.
Hey, Christy.
We have Disgruntled. Disgruntled is Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
We have my new best friend, Elizabeth Blue, who is a phenomenal medium already, and she just got into this a few months ago. I'm a little jealous of her. We have Jen, who's here. Explorer 63, I think that is Alan. I'm not positive. We have Marilyn Lowe. Hello, Marilyn. We have Nancy Ramsey, who used to go to Chris's show, Curious Times, a lot. It's good to see you, Nancy. We have Deb Robinson from Canada.
Hi, Deb.
And we have Jackie from Wisconsin. Jackie, I love Jackie. Love Jackie. Okay, so thanks you guys for being. And we have New York Girl 27. I'm not sure who she is, but I hope we will meet her.
And what about Raven? Did you say Raven?
Oh, Raven, I'm sorry. Where are you?
Hi, Raven.
And then, Raven, I'm sorry, Raven. I missed you. I'm sorry. I'm not sure who
Raven
that is.
Raven just moved to beautiful Brownfield, Texas. She lives down the street from Maryland.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey.
She and K-O-K.
That's Karen, my friend in California.
Oh, nice.
And Aloha Jay just joined the conversation. Aloha, Jay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Well, thanks you guys for being here. I know, like, you guys are so popular. Jen and Vicky are so popular that I'm so happy that they're coming on my show and they're going to give some great readings tonight. So, like I said, if anyone has called in, just hang tight. We will get to you. Don't worry about it. Did you guys want to say anything else? Can I ask you both this? So when you're getting messages, you guys, from, like, the other side, like, say that there's somebody, you know, I mean, do you find that you're getting the messages before the person comes on the phone even? Because sometimes I feel like, who the hell's Rosie? And then I'll, like, ask, like, the person I'm talking, like, the person who's asking me for a reading or whatever, I'll be like, do you know a Rosie? And she'll be like, yeah, that was my grandma. But, I mean, so does that happen to you? And, like, how is the best way for you guys to get messages overall? I'm just curious myself about that, too.
Who are you asking?
Go ahead, Vicky.
Well, I do a lot of readings in person. Not so many right now since COVID is going crazy. I'm doing those online and phone, and people outside sit outside and do them. But when people book, I start getting messages because I'm sorry about my phone dinging, but I'm on the phone. People I will kind of connect to them when I'm booking them for a reading. And then I might be like taking a shower the next day and Aunt Martha shows up or Cousin John or something. And I'm like, no, not till next week. And they will stay with me and I will notice them. Like, I've had people sitting on my porch waiting on me when I drive up. And I'm like, who am I here for? And they'll tell me, I'm like, no, not for a few more days. And they'll go away and come back. And as to getting messages, I get early messages the most in the shower and when I'm meditating, two different times.
Yeah.
I will sit and meditate. Yeah. And messages come to me like when I'm meditating. And the other time is like sometimes I just space out. I'll be sitting somewhere like outside, take the dogs out or something outside, and they will be just coming, you know, and I start writing them down. And then when I get the person there for the reading, I've already got a whole reading written out. So that's sort of, you know, that doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen enough that it's frequent. But the other way I get messages is when I'm sitting with somebody and I'm not real clear on it, I rely on my guide. Solomon will step up and he'll say, okay, I've got her father here or her father is present. Acknowledge him. You know, he'll tell me, acknowledge the spirit, and then they'll come forward. But if I don't get a good enough connection to be able to speak, because sometimes they will appear to me as clear as you sitting there, and sometimes it's light energy, and sometimes I have trouble understanding or hearing, and that's when my guide steps forward and gives me what they're saying, and I just regurgitate that right out. But, you know, just it's always message from spirit. It's not message from Vicky because I don't know them. You know, and so I just give what I get. And honestly, if I don't get something, I just tell them, you know what, this is not happening today. And sometimes it's very rare. And when that happens, what I'll do is tell them who's around them, like their guides and angels. And I'll work from that angle. And then a spirit will step up. But I've never had anybody leave that they didn't get some type of connection. But it's always my biggest fear. Do you get nervous when you do readings, you guys? Like before people show up, it's like stage fright. I get real freaked out about it, and I'm like, what if I can't connect? And I'm just like, oh, okay, I know, I will connect. But I have to be calmed down then, you know, and that's where my guide comes in. But I work with Solomon a lot.
Yeah, and he's been, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Corrine.
No, that's okay. I rudely interrupted.
No, you didn't.
But I mean, you guys, right. I have to say for me, it's like a lot of times, like I'll meditate beforehand before giving a paid reading, and I'll meditate beforehand and I'll write some things down. But it really comes to me when I'm talking to the person. And that's where things start flowing with me. I guess I maybe have to be in touch with the person or start talking for it to really focus in for me. How about you, Jen? I mean, does that happen with you? Or?
Oh, it happens with me. I'll get messages before. And sometimes they're hard to understand, but it's not for me to understand, right? And I think that's what I'm still learning, is just give what you get and don't try and rephrase or make it different, right? So I can get it. Because who you're reading should understand it. And most of the time they do, or they will understand it later. The individual or someone around them will understand it later. It's funny because, you know, we can be given a name, and I think, well, I'm not giving that name because it means something to me. And it just seems so ludicrous. And then I'll finally, I get nudged and nudged and nudged to say it, and I'll finally just go, like, okay, I'll just say the name. And they go, oh, my God. And I'm thinking, why didn't I just say it? Why didn't I just trust in it and say it?
That's hard for me, too, is trusting.
Yeah, because it doesn't come from us. It's, you know, it's not from us. It's from spirit, right? So, yeah. Corrine put BTO in the chat room, and I'm laughing because that's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I know. We used to tell him that too, and he passed away a couple of years ago. He was a really just a wonderful guy that me and Sandra and chat were pretty good friends with. But anyways, yeah, he called himself BTO. But I always told him, I'm like, that's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, it's funny because we saw Randy Bachman in concert, and I actually had tickets to see him and Burton Cummings last year, but they had to cancel, and I kept these tickets. I still have them, and they've canceled the entire concert.
Wow.
And I was like, no. No, you didn't.
Wow.
To get to, but that's okay. That's okay. No worries. It's funny, though. No, you give what you get, and don't change it up. I was given a name as I was getting ready for the show, and I thought, this is so bizarre. So just write it down and wait, you know.
Right.
Who knows? Like,
yeah.
Don't know. You know, like my friend Chrissy, like she had someone knocking on her door. I've had someone, it's usually ringing the phone. A phone or a bell. And it's like, okay, enough. You know, wake up and pay attention. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I get the smells or the scents and odors. No one, Ron is so used to that, will be driving, and I'll say, what did I smell the other day? Coffee, fresh brewed coffee. God, it was delicious yesterday. Middle of, like, we drive across the mountain where I used to live. I said, don't you smell that? Like, it was just extraordinary. He goes, no, don't smell it. The car was filled with it. God, I could have killed
someone.
My face was frozen. So I don't know who it was, but it was them.
Well, do y'all ever know when somebody's going to pass? I mean, when someone passes away that you know or that you've worked with, do you ever know it before you get the call?
Sometimes. I get a visitation.
I just had that happen.
Yeah.
I just had it happen. I just saw the lady's spirit and was about to reach for the phone to text and be sure they were okay and got a call. And that's why I got interrupted just now. Got a call from the lady, the girl's daughter it was her sister. I'm friends with the sister, but she's been real worried all week, and I've been doing readings for her. And she wanted me to send healing, and I said, I can't do that. What I'm sending is I'm surrounding her in love and peace, because I got that don't send healing. It's beyond that. So what I sent was just that she be in peace, and she passed away in her sleep just a few minutes ago.
Her best friend, right?
Yeah.
So
And so she went to the hospital to see her one last time before they take her out, but I was, and her daughter was calling to tell me, and I was like, I'm so sorry that, you know, this was people, and it's a COVID death, so it's sadder to me.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
The lady was 80, but she's been struggling breathing all week and had developed pneumonia, and she really, I'm sure they'll list it as death by pneumonia, but she's had COVID for the last month. couldn't get over it, and then she got over it, and pneumonia.
This
disease is killing people. I mean,
it's real,
and it's still attacking people, and so I felt bad for the lady because she is elderly. She had a lot of health issues, but, you know,
do you think
it was her time.
I don't know what just happened here. Do you think that... never mind. No. I know the answer, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
She wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to give something away for the people in chat. If you guess the right answer, you will get a choice between a purple energy plate. If you don't know what they are, go check out purpleplates.com. Or you can get a really cool, book, which I'm trying to think, the empath, something about empaths, something. I can't remember the title of it. Or you can get a quartz crystal. A raw quartz crystal.
Oh, nice.
So between those three things, if you guess the right answer to what I'm going to put in chat, I'm going to ask the question in chat. And when we come back, we'll start taking the calls. And do you guys need a question, or how would you like to approach the readings?
Vicki, what do you want to do?
I think since time constraint, if you come on, either tell us what area you want us to look at in your life or ask a question. And, yeah. Brynn, if you don't call in and say hello, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, Brynn. Yeah, Brynn.
I haven't talked to him in forever.
Really?
No, I know. Brynn used to call into our other show, didn't he, Vicki?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He might be on hold right now because there is a 212 number, and I know he's in New York City, so that might be him.
Wonderful. And also, Deb Robinson, love you. I just love her.
I know.
I love her posts on Facebook. I know, and Amy and Carol. And
yeah.
Raven,
I know.
Raven texted me, said she's there. She can't speak in chat. Apparently, Texas has been blocked. I'm not going to say anything, but hey.
Well, hey.
We're the new Hollywood. Yeah. I'll tell you about that after this.
I could go on and on about Deb, too. Her art is phenomenal, for starters. She's a freaking fantastic musician, and she's very in tune, by the way, and I'll tell you that story later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we'll start giving readings, and that's starting with 212-982. So you guys just hold tight. We will get to all of you, likely all of you. And let me see, what do I want to play? Do you guys want to hear Leonard Cohen? Jen, you want to hear Leonard Cohen?
Yes.
Sure. Love
Leonard
Cohen.
Love him.
Okay. So here we go. We'll be right back, you guys. Thank you again for being here. Thank you.
till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel your moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love.
And, of course, that was the great Leonard Cohen. We missed him. His poetry is excellent. His singing was excellent. I love him. Okay, so we're back with Vicki Johns. We're back with Vicki Johns and Jen Young, and we'll get to where they can find you guys afterward. So we're going to take the first call, 212-982.
Hi, this is Bryn in New York City. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Hi, Bryn.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Hey, Vicki. Hey, Jen. Hey, Corinne. It's nice to hear you ladies.
How are you?
Yeah, it's been challenging since Christmas. I had, a friend of my sister's brought bed bugs into the house, so we had to go through all that. Then I had, my sister and I had a very light touch of COVID, Omicron, that we got through. Then my cat died, and my sister's schizophrenic, so she had a breakdown today. I had to take her to the hospital to get her meds and medical workup done. So she's been going in that direction for about a week now, and it came to a head today. And so it's been challenging. And I guess what I want to ask tonight, if just get a message from my mother and father on the other side. They're deceased, well, of course, because they're on the other side. But, and if not them, any message from spirit that it would be good for me to hear right now.
Do you want to go first, Jen, or do you want me to?
Pardon me? I can't hear.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I've got to have actually, Bryn, I'm sorry about your sister, and I hope she's got some really good care happening for her.
Yeah, it feels like she does. Yeah, thank you.
So, you know, I've known a couple of individuals with that health issue, and it's not an easy life to live for anyone with, you know, either being a caregiver or the individual wrapped up in it.
Right, for both parties.
It is, you know, however many parties, right?
Right.
So your mother actually stepped forward when you were talking, and she is definitely around you, and she does stand beside you, and she's lending her strength to you and the situation. She's asking you to be patient for a little while longer, because she says this too will pass, and that you've been, it sounds like cliches, but you've been down this road before with your sister. Who is Sherry?
Sherry,
I got Sherry, sorry, so just leave that one for now.
Okay,
it's probably not for you. But, and this is for you or anybody else in the chat room on the show. I got the name Humphrey before I came on the show. So I don't know who Humphrey is or who it's connected to, but it's like Humphrey Bogart, but it's Humphrey or Humphreys. So I don't know if you can take that, Bryn, or not. But back to your mom. And she wants you to be a bit more cognizant or careful of your health.
Okay.
She is kind of concerned that you aren't taking care of yourself as well as you could be. You've been wearing yourself a bit thin these days.
Yeah, well,
and
you know,
she'd like you to
dealing with my sister and all that.
Yeah, so she'd like you to just take more time for you. She knows it's difficult, but she'd like to take a bit more time for you, and take time out to. Are you doing your meditation?
Yeah, I do meditation in the morning for about half an hour in a dark bathroom.
Okay.
A nice little enclosure.
Yeah, so she's asking you to do your meditations and keep at them because she's showing you meditating. So I didn't know if you'd stop them, but she's asking you to keep meditating, and that okay. is really important.
Right.
And who's got the, maybe it's your vision, who's having problems with your eyes, or did she have problems with her eyes?
My sister has had problems with her eyes along with everything else.
Okay, so she's showing me problems with the eyes. So does your sister wear glasses, or is she going to need glasses?
Yeah, she has glasses.
Okay.
She wears
so
them, but she is...
Get her eyes checked, too, because it may have... her eyesight may have changed, and that, not that it's going to cause her schizophrenia to escalate, I don't know the word to use, because medication does help that, but it will bother her, and your mom is showing me the eyes and pointing specifically to, I don't know if it's mirror image or not, but I'm just going to say the right eye, and get her vision checked.
Okay.
Okay. Vicky, what do you
sure.
get?
First of all, your mother wants you to know she's so doing so well. She's shoving a wheelchair away from her, and that's my indicator. She's walking and dancing and enjoying life on the other side. She said
that's
to tell you, she's very emotional now. She's thanking you for all the care you gave her when she was so ill and before she passed. She said you were the best son. And she's so sorry she left you with so many burdens to see through. She's talking about better days coming for you, but you do need to listen to what she's saying about your health. You need to find a way to relax more. I feel like she wants you to get outside more. Maybe walk and just get away and be in the sun and the fresh air, away from people, and just connect. Also, I see an increase in money for you this year. You're doing reflexology, right?
Well, I'm doing more readings now on a psychic line, actually.
good.
I haven't been doing too much reflexology for a while, but doing some readings and also with the Edgar Cayce Foundation.
That's excellent. And the one way that we have of getting out of our, anytime we're in the dumps or depression or feeling bad, is to work and help other people. So that's exactly right for you. And it makes you feel good to do that. So continue that. Also, she's talking about time to clear out things, declutter.
Okay.
There's still things there from when she died. She said, get rid of it. It's old. It doesn't serve you. If it doesn't serve you. She's also talking about setting boundaries, better boundaries for your sister. I do see relief in that coming. There is going to be someone that steps forward medically that has an idea for your sister. It's going to involve her being, how do I say this? Tell me again. Okay, I see her living away from you in another location, and you have communication with her. But I see her thriving there and being happy and well situated, where she has people, friends that she relates to, and she's getting the medical care she needs, because she is going to have a health issue that's coming up this year, and it's going to require some more intense medical than you're able to give. And if it's controlled medically and with counseling, she will be fine. And so I'm seeing a relief for you on the care you give. Your mother says changes abound for you. After, let me see when this is. I'm seeing it's still warm, but it's, it's springtime. I mean, it's early fall. It's still warm, but it's people are preparing for colder weather. And I see this in the fall. A huge change for you. I see someone coming into your life and they shake you up to the very core. Everything is turned upside down, but in a good way.
Okay.
You come out of it so happy and so well adjusted and so in love. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so you've waited all your life for this, she's saying. And she says, now, Brian, listen to me. And she's told you this at night when you're sleeping. You've dreamed of this. She says, you don't pick well. So when this person comes, I'm going to grab your ear and twist it so you know this is her.
Okay. All right.
Okay? But you're going to know.
All
right. But she said, this is going to change your whole world. And she said, your life this year is going to get better. But she needs you to change how you think about what's happening in your life, because you know as we think, that's how it becomes. And we actually speak things into existence. So start speaking that love is coming.
Right.
And it's coming in the fall for you. And fall is my favorite time of year. I can't think of a better time to fall in love. So fall is going to be fall in love time for you. And we're just going to make that your mantra. And but before she comes, you need to prepare. And you need to start writing down things that you wish in a mate, a life partner. And just make a list. And she's saying, and always, always, I tell people, put good health at the top of that list. Because your days of caregiving are not over in the sense that you're going to be helping people all your life. But you will not be this woman's caregiver. And you will take care of each other. But always good health at the top of the list. Be very specific in what you desire so that when she comes on the scene, you recognize her. You can literally go down and check off on the list. Now, here's the trick. Everything you put on that list, you have to go back over it the next day and be able to check it off about yourself. And anything on that list that you can't check off for yourself, you need to work on. Because you're waiting on her and she's waiting on you. And the action you need to take is simply changing your mind that when you wake up, you're going to have a really good day today. And ask your guides to step in. You know the routine. And then at night, thank them for being with you. But tell them, prepare me. Get me ready for this. And you can almost feel the excitement. I'm picking up your energy now. And it's like the vibrational energy is really getting exciting. And you're getting happy about it. You're smiling. And always when you talk to people, smile because they can hear it in your voice. And you're going to have such a good year. It's going to turn around. And you're going to turn it around by making the decision and the choice to turn it around. Okay? You're going to speak it and put it into motion. And you're literally going to manifest this into happening because you're moving into it. You're going to clean out that apartment, get rid of things that no longer serve you, start working with your client, and enjoy what you do in helping people, and relish and glory, just wallow in the glory of being able to help people, because that's what you were born to do.
I love doing that. I love helping people.
That's what you were born to do. And I'm going to leave you with that, but you know you can always
talk to me online. Vicki, that was
amazing.
Thank you
love
so
you
much.
Dearly. You're a good friend,
love you too,
and it's
Vicki.
So good to see you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Questions?
That was amazing.
There's a new pet coming. I don't see it being a cat.
Okay.
Cat days are over. I think the cat days are over, my friend.
I mean, I love cats and dogs, so I'm not just one.
Well, I think it might be a puppy or a dog. But I think whatever's coming is going to form a bond with you. So I think it's going to be a dog. And cats are sort of their own person. Dogs, you know, are like a support companion. And get that support. And also I see a new guide around you. He's introducing himself. This is weird. He's saying... I would check on his name. Just ask him to tell you his name, and you'll start seeing it everywhere. I'm hearing EZ. I think those are initials, because I don't think his name is EZ, but EZ, the initials E. Yeah. So you could call him now. He's laughing, but he's there to help you transition, so utilize him.
Is that DZ or EV?
E as in easy. E-A-S-Y. E as in ear, Z as in zip.
Oh, okay.
EV. EV.
Yeah. And he's laughing. He says, whichever you want to call me is perfectly fine. But if you ask
okay.
him to show you his name, what those stand for, he will.
Okay, thank
Pay
you.
Pay attention to the signs. They're all around you.
All right. Thank you.
And that
thank
was
you so
your
much,
mom
Vicki.
That was with you last night. You're welcome.
Yeah, no, I love my mom and my dad and my ancestors. Yeah.
She says your
so
dad
much,
says
Vicki.
Hello, but she came to the front first.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not
okay,
going to argue
you,
with her because, you know, they push through. Okay. Do you have any questions?
I don't think of any right now. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a direction in my career, and I think it has to do with artwork and energy healing. Because I like the readings, but sometimes I get tired of reading. But I need
do it
to
all.
Do it all. Yeah. Okay.
You have no boundaries. If you want to give a reading, give a reading. If you want to do healing, do the healing. Energy
yeah.
healing
right.
is so recharging.
Yeah. Right.
You might
yeah.
mind have many avenues you can take, and most people can't say that.
Okay. Yeah.
But your
All
life
right.
is
I
about to begin, so buckle up.
Okay. Thank you, Vicki. I don't
You're
want to take
welcome.
Any more time for other
take
people.
Take care.
But I love you, Vicki. Take care.
Love
I love
you,
Jen
Thanks.
And Corinne.
Okay, thank you, Brent.
It's great talking to you guys. Thank you, Jen and everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Corinne.
Okay. It was nice to hear from him, you know?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we have 631284. Hello? 631.
Yes, hello.
Yes. We're here.
I almost fell asleep. I'm sorry. I was waiting. Yeah. Do you see anybody coming through or anything? Hi, who have we
what's
got?
What's your name?
Suzanne,
okay.
Oh, Susanna.
Oh, I'm getting it, Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. Isn't that
I know. I love that song.
Oh, I love that too.
I'm getting very bright colors around you, Suzanne. So you're going to have to let me tune into you for a minute. Very vivid, bright colors. Almost like a kaleidoscope of colors around you.
Yeah.
So you've got some really good energy. What did you want to specifically know about?
Either love life or work, both.
Okay. Are you looking for a change in work?
Yes, I have an interview Monday in the morning at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, that's precise. That's and you want this job coming up, or so you think. I do see a change in venue, a change in job coming for you. I don't know if this is the job or not. I see a couple of options coming for you and a couple of paths opening up. Whether this is the right one or not, you'll be deciding. I'm seeing white feathers or white plumes all around you. Do you do writing or editing?
No.
Okay. Because I'm getting like quills. A big white plume, and I don't think. Vicki, what are you getting? I'm struggling here.
Okay, when you first said, what did you want us to focus on? You said something in job. I didn't catch the first thing.
Love life. Like I'm looking for a significant other.
You're looking for one?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, the job. Okay. There's a lot of excitement for you around this job. And when you go in to interview, pay attention to what they're saying, because a couple of things aren't exactly how they were advertised. And so it's going to be up to you. I mean, you're going to decide right away if you're going to go for it or not, and they're going to hire you if you want to be hired. But listen to them, because there was something told to you, and it's not exactly the way it is. I don't know if it has to do with the financial part, the money, if you have to work up to the salary they advertised, you know, because sometimes they'll advertise a higher salary, and then you get in there and it's lower, or if it's the job itself.
I think
itself.
I know what you mean. They might ask me to be a sub. They might ask me to sub and then get the job, like sub. That's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. And it could be, I'm seeing that if you say yes, it'll work out very well for you.
Okay.
But be prepared. It may not be that, but I'm kind of feeling like for them, they kind of want you to prove yourself. But then again, you go in there with confidence, knowing that you got it in the bag. And my mother used to say, dress for the occasion. She didn't mean what I wore. She meant go in boldly with a lot of confidence. And you probably will have it in the bag. Just hang in there and don't let fears get you, and so that you don't interview well, because you're very qualified for this job. Now, your love life, what are you doing to meet somebody? I'm getting that you need to get out a little more.
I know. It's hard to get out. I have to have friends that want to go out. Most of my friends are married, have boyfriends, so, you know.
Well, look at it this way. Let's change this. Instead of going out to places that you need friends to go with you, maybe find one friend and go to dinner or a movie. Or just go out shopping. And let me tell you something. Don't just count grocery stores. All men eat.
That's true. I was hoping that I would meet that way. I go online and stuff for years, and I never meet anybody.
No, don't do that.
I go out to eat with friends or something.
Yeah.
I was hoping, but nobody goes to an Applebee's and sits next to you when you sit with your friend. I mean, I was hoping I would go to, like, a grocery store, and they'd say, oh, hi, and... then they ask me out, and they'll get married.
No one goes to an Applebee's, period.
I do.
I don't know if we've even gotten them up here. No, go to the grocery store. Go to the deli. Go to the little bakery shop, you know.
I go to the deli and I get out. I'm always getting out and about, you know.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to interact. Okay, somebody is flirting with you when you go out, different people, and you don't see it. You're like one of those people that spirit tells each other to look at the signs we're leaving. You need to wake up and look around you and be aware of your surroundings. When people smile at you, smile back. Go in thinking, I'm going to walk into this place, and I'm going to meet the love of my life. Walk in like he's in there. Walk in like you own it. And when somebody smiles at you, say, hey, how are you doing? And don't discount anyone, because let me tell you, the biggest mistake women make is saying they're not nice to wait staff, or they're not nice to people working in places. And sometimes those are the people they're supposed to meet. And then they come back and they were like, well, I didn't like him at first. Well, spirit knows you, and they know what you need. So if you write down what you want so that you focus, the other mistake women make is they don't even know what they want. I ask somebody.
No, I write it down. I know what I want. Usually nobody smiles at me in the grocery store except for all the women online, you know. So, no, I've done all that.
Well, You just need to pay attention, and you need to find, look online at restaurants, and what you need is a restaurant like an Italian restaurant, and call up a friend, a girlfriend or something, and say, hey, let's go have dinner. Get a glass of wine, sit there, visit. And as you're visiting, look around at the other tables and, just catch who's there. Get the feel for it. Practice dating. Practice going out so you have that down. And you might meet somebody, but, again,
no, I mean,
when
I go out,
market,
and
it only
I go to a Italian restaurant, it's all couples.
It only takes one time. You only need to meet him once. So
that's right.
Be aware. Join a gym. Get out there. But just know,
I know I
that
joined
you're
gym
waiting
and it's
on him. He's waiting on you. Yeah.
Do what so you see me meeting somebody at a gym or at a restaurant?
I see you meeting somebody. I don't know where. I just see
you meet him
he
in a
smiles
parking
at
lot.
You. He smiles at you and you say hello, like good morning or hey, how are you doing? You know, are we the only two out here? Are we the only ones out here putting our, whatever you call them, I don't know. In Texas, we call them carts that you take your groceries in, the little buggies or whatever. Anyway, I mean, just interact with people. Be nice. Men like
okay.
women that are nice. And
they
very
do,
friendly.
And they like the women that'll say hi first.
Yeah. And, I'm being told
And make sure he's not married.
Yeah, make sure.
Well, I have to tell you quick, a funny story. I went to Walmart, and I was talking to my friend, and I said, oh, gosh, it's so hard to meet men. Nobody's asking me out and stuff. And there was a guy in the next car next to me, and he left a note, but he was married.
But see, you never know. You don't want somebody else's person. You want your own. And when you go out, you want a restaurant where you look down at the menu, not up. Just words of advice.
Yeah. All right,
you
I'll do that.
Teach men how to treat you. You teach men how to treat you. Teach people how to treat you. Respect yourself and they'll respect you. And so, yes, you will meet somebody, but know that once you open that door and you start shining that light, that it's like when you turn on a porch light, all the bugs rush up. You've got to pick that one. So you may have to kiss a few frogs before you get to the prince. Just let them kick them to the curb and keep going. That sounds cruel, but you know what I mean.
I've kissed enough frogs.
You don't have to kiss a frog. You'll be fine. Go into that job and pay attention.
Yeah. Well, I was showing up like a big gold bracelet on a wrist. Very wide gold wire bracelet on a wrist. I don't know what that signifies for you, but that's what I was showing for you. With a closed fist. Very prominent bracelet. Bright gold.
I don't have one of those, but...
So, and it's like maybe a big fist bump or, but that's what I was showing. Very prominent on the bright wrist.
Back up a second. Do you go on, do you have interests? What are your interests, your hobbies? What do you like to do? If you were going to look for a group online, what would it be?
Oh, I've done all that. It's like to run around with gas money and stuff. I walk, but I've joined walking clubs, and most of those, it's like 10 one man to every 50 women and meet up mostly women, and I can't be running around. I have to work just to, you know. Yeah, it's hard.
Okay. That's not what I meant.
What I meant
was, do you have a hobby or something you love doing, like gardening or psychic sight, or because there's a lot of those groups online. And you can sign up and be a part of the group where, especially right now with COVID, you want to stay healthy. So that's a very healthy place. And you can carry on conversations that aren't they aren't sexual, they aren't relationship related. They're just conversations about common interests. So you might look for that as well. Because, you know, I said you don't want to meet them online, but people do meet online.
Right,
not me.
You guys,
we gotta
move on because we have a lot more callers,
okay.
So we have to stop.
Okay.
Thank
all
right, you, Suzanne,
for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, sorry about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Blah 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 blah. Okay, so we have 805-708. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Donna. Hello, how are you? In California.
Hey, Donna. How's it going?
Hi. Okay, yeah, good. Thanks. I've been lucky lately, so that's good. Went to the casino and won money,
yeah,
and then I bought three stats or someone. Yeah.
I thought you moved. I thought you moved, Donna. I thought you were on an island or something.
No, I'm living in Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I thought you were gone, but you're not, so.
No, I'm leaving. Oh, I'm going to go to Hawaii in May for a week with my brother. He's invited me, so that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Happy about that.
Okay, good.
I wonder if my mom is coming in at all. My mom, Ann, she's on the other side. We were very close. She's been gone a long, long time. But I heard her. I hear her once in a while. I heard her about 6 months ago, and it was her voice in the middle of my head, and it said that I was going to be rewarded. So I'm expecting something real big to come in. Yeah. I'm a pretty lucky person. I'm just waiting for the big one so I can be the matriarch of the family.
I love you. First of all, you said I'm a lucky person. That manifests love. It draws it to you. I love that. Don't ever stop doing that.
And you just said you won at the casino, so that's being rewarded.
And then I bought three scratchers. Each one was $20, and I won $200 on each one. I went to three different stores, and how's that? Each store I get one, and I win
$200.
Holy. But I've been lucky in the past. You know, I won a BMW once, and I won $10,000. I won a trip to Taiwan, a trip to Hawaii, and a trip to Lake Tahoe. And I'm just lucky. Sister says I'm the luckiest person she's ever met. So, but I want to win big, you know, so I can go traveling.
Okay, so what's your question that they can answer, Donna?
Yeah, it's about my mom. I heard her say to me that I was going to be rewarded. And so I wanted to know what you're picking up on her. Anne is her name.
Her name is Anne.
Oh, no. Let's see. Oh. Okay, your mom talks to you a lot.
Uh-huh.
She likes to come to you at night. You actually have felt her sit down on the bed when you're in bed, like about to go to sleep, and you feel the bed kind of go down. That's her.
Yeah.
Okay. She also calls you. You've turned in a crowd and heard her calling you. She just loves that. She loves that you can hear her. She's also playing with electricity or a TV. Maybe the television turns off or it flips channels or does something that you didn't do. That's your mom. So know that's coming if it hasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, like locking doors or unlocking car doors. She'll play with the car. So be aware of that. Like if something, your car beeps, the horn, whatever, your mom is
she's able to do a lot. She's
showing
me hyper. Windshield wipers. Yeah,
hyperactivity,
she's a little hyper.
Right?
She wants you to know, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, what she's showing me is she's leave signs everywhere. And she's not an unhappy person and never was. Like, she'd have her moments. But she lives life with a full throttle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
She said you've always been lucky, even as a baby. She was lucky to have you. She just loves you so much, and that's why she's around you so much. You had a mother who was very energetic, very young at heart, and a lot like you, a lot like you. And she went out kicking. She's showing me that. She says, you never wanted to end, but she said, end it did. And she said, it's just different. She's very much still alive around you, just in a different form. She does leave you signs everywhere. Gosh.
She's showing me money. You're going to be coming into money.
Yeah.
She's showing me like a blank check. So to me, that would mean you're coming into a large amount of money, not just 200, 200, 200. You are going to be rewarded.
You very well could win a million. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that same feeling. Yeah, my whole life's going to change. You know, it would take a certain amount to do that, you know?
It will be a certain amount. Like I said, I was just showing a blank check. It's like you write your own ticket with the reward, right? And you're going to be rewarding. You're the type of person, she says, that passes it on. You pay it forward, as people say. My dad always pass it on, but
I do that all the time. Yeah.
What's funny is she's using this as a comparison to life. She said, all of these people wanting love or wanting things that they want and they do nothing to get them. And she said, you buy the ticket. Do you see the comparison? You go out and you buy a ticket or you enter a contest or you do the action and then you're rewarded.
That makes you smile.
People have got to start living. They've got to start buying the ticket if they want to get in the game. And she said, you do that. There are no limits to what you'll do. There just aren't.
Right. Oh, I didn't hear that.
There are no limits.
Yeah.
Limits to what you will do. There's a new career someday for you. You're going to find something that you think, oh, I always wanted to do that, and you're going to go do it. She's showing me much. I'm seeing money, too, all around you. So I'm going to just say, be you. Do you. And thank you for letting me read somebody that isn't depressed or sad or, you know, you are just, it's such a joy to see this energy flowing through. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm riding on your energy right now because it's so strong.
Oh, thank you.
I see no negative around you. That's very unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's.
And
has
I'm
to
saying,
do.
If you want something, go get it, because you have
definitely.
The ability to obtain, and you know that.
Oh, that reminds me of that song. If you here it is, come and get it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with that.
About soon. I'm excited. Like you said, I'm very positive and up and And in the meantime, I'm helping I do a lot of things for people, helping them, you know, and that makes me feel good and they're very appreciative and so.
You and Corinne.
So good.
You turned tuned into the one show host that does that all the time. Corinne does that.
The one show host.
The one I know, the one person I know that does that all the time, you're talking to her on this host. She's the host of this show.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
A good rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Yeah, she's very positive. I like her. Let me see. Okay, so we've got...
Why are you cooking onions?
Because I made some other stuff. I was it's a long story. But I love onions, and I'm always cooking onions. So I was cooking onions tonight, and Jen smelled the onions. At least you didn't smell the peanut. At least you didn't smell the peanut butter, Jen.
No, that's right. No, I could smell these fried onions, and I thought, what the heck? And I know I didn't hardly do any cooking today. I've got to go out and get yogurt. But I thought, what the heck is that?
I love it.
Okay, so
love
we have 804-741. Hello.
Hello, Corrine.
Hi,
Elizabeth
Dale.
How are you?
Okay. So this is Jen and Vicky, and they're going to give you a fantastic reading. Go ahead and ask them what you would like to know.
And what's your name?
I've got two things. First one is I'm having surgery on my left knee on Friday. It's being replaced. Is everything going to go okay?
It's going to go well. Yeah, it's going to go swell. Yeah, it's going to be like a new lease on life.
Because when they did the right one, I almost died.
No. This is going to go really well. Yeah.
Wonderful. Makes me feel better. And second question is, any new messages from my husband, George? I can feel him around me more often because I'm being more conscious of it, but I don't really hear things from him.
Okay, what's your name again?
It's Dale, D-A-L-E.
Dale, okay. Okay. You can't take the name Humphreys?
No.
Okay.
His name was George.
I can't give Humphrey away.
I can't even give Humphrey away.
No. And I don't want a boyfriend, even if his name is Humphrey.
You still have George. George was
a precious man.
Pardon?
George was a precious man.
Yes, he was. He could be an ass.
He loves you very much. He was a card, too, I tell you. He liked to play jokes.
Yes.
Yes, but he's laughing. He's saying, she was a card. She was a hoot. He said, I had the best time being married to her. He still considers himself your husband. He says, we're not done.
Well, the last time I got communication with Corrine, she said for me to try to think of a George Jones song that was our favorite. And it finally, I sat listening to George Jones songs for 3 hours. trying to figure out which one. And I finally figured it out. It was the one that he stopped loving her today.
I knew it.
Because he said, I will never stop loving you, even when I die.
That's right. I love that
song.
And
he never has. He never has.
No.
He says, you were just amazing. And he said, please don't be afraid for your surgery. He'll be right there with you. Not to take you, but to be with you, to comfort you, and to get you through it. And you will get through it. He says, your recovery is going to be phenomenal. And the surgery itself is going to go really well. He said, there is going to be a little bit of pain in the rehab and stuff. But he says, you're not going to be out of the game for very long because you're going to recover quick. And he said, you're so stubborn, you're going to be back at it. And he said, he's going to be right there with you. So do relax. He's going to watch over you during surgery and after for your recovery. He sends you his love. He's always with you. I know that you hear him and that he speaks to you at different times.
I get thoughts in my head and I know it's him. And
it
I see shadows.
Is.
And I go, George, would you please? You scare me when you do that. And it's like I can almost
topic.
Hear him laugh.
Yeah, he is. He's laughing. But he says, not meaning to scare you, but I am with you.
I know. I miss him so much.
Yeah.
He said, but I'm right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't
the
die, they just go to a different way. Yeah, yeah. You can't really, you want to be able to touch, reach out and say, you're right there. And he apologizes for that. He said, if I could, I would be right there because you could see me and hear me. And he said, but just know I'm there, and you have heard me, he said. And he knows that he leaves signs and you understand.
Yeah. He does. There are a few little things that I believe that was George.
Yeah.
But,
Now, Dale?
Yeah.
They're going to tell you, you've got to get up and exercise that knee once you get it.
I know that.
You're going to hate. And he said, tell you to get your butt out of bed and get up and get to it.
Well, that's one reason my right knee. That's one reason my right knee is not as good as it should be, because I'm not good with my exercises.
Get exercising.
Well, you've got to do better.
I've got to do better.
He's telling me to tell you. You've got to. And he's going to remind you. He's going to be there to push you. Oh, boy, huh?
Yep.
He said, I know that thrills her.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll,
so don't be a slacker. We're just watching you.
Yeah. I know he won't like that.
Did you want to ask anything else?
No, that's it. Surgery and something from him. Because I know you've got other people that want to talk to you. But thank you.
George is the most important person right now. He just gives you his love, and he says, every night when you go to sleep, I kiss you goodnight.
You know, sometimes
you may
I can
be
feel
aware.
It. I can feel it sometimes.
Yep.
He's he used to kiss me. He used to kiss me on the back of my neck.
Yep.
Yep. All righty. Good night, y'all, and thank you.
Thank God bless. Thank you for letting us read for you.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
All righty. God bless.
God bless you.
You too.
Bless you.
Yeah, I love Dale. She I love her.
And
okay,
George is something.
He is something else, man. He is something else. No kidding. I've done a couple of readings for Dale, and he is very insistent on what he wants to say. So that's good. That's good for me, you know. It's good. So, okay, so here we have Karen at 323. Hello, Karen.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
It's howdy doody time.
I thought
I love that.
There needs to be a little humor here.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
Oh, Karen, what can we do for you?
I am concerned about my my balance, I'm doing exercises, I'm getting physical therapy, but it doesn't seem like it's improving, but of course I'm not doing as many exercises as I should be doing. You know how it is. It's hard.
I do know.
I mean, I've never had to do anything like that. So it's like, really? Really? I guess
it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
It is. And you just need to relax. It's time right now, and I've been telling people this for a while now. It's time to be good to yourself. But don't be too good, Karen. You still have to exercise, but
what do you
treat
mean?
Yourself and do take care of yourself. But Spirit's telling me to tell you, don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing everything you can to just survive right now. We all are. And
it's
we
true.
Just need to keep
we're
going.
All having, we're all in the same
yeah.
spot.
Yeah. And so just keep doing what you're doing and trying what you're trying. And as much as you can, and try to increase it just a little bit every day. You don't have to do great steps, just a little bit every day. And you'll see
okay.
the improvement. And if a doctor tells you you need to work harder, tell him you're trying, you're on it, but it's not a race. You're going to be here for a long time. You know,
okay.
there's not, we're not running a race here, and you're going to be fine. And it's going to be okay.
Great. And do you sense who is around me giving me the loudest or most guidance?
Jen, are you picking up people?
I was showing, to be brutally honest, when you came on, Karen, I was showing a woman holding a slinky in her hands. Playing with the slinky, and then you asked about balance, and it's like, you know, you watch the slinky go, you know, slinky, up and down the stairs, and
yeah.
it follows through with what you were saying and Vicky was saying with, you know, following through with your exercises. And you're asking right now who's around you. What I'm getting is that you're surrounded in white and golden sunshine kind of light, and I'm getting that your spirit guide is always with you, and they are talking to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite intuitive yourself, and you're
yes,
trusting
yes.
yourself.
I'm thinking about the dead people in my life.
But you want the dead people to
yeah, I'm does anyone stand out?
Humphrey. I'm trying to give him away.
So many.
Even if you don't
I'm
know
trying
him,
to give
you.
Him away
no.
tonight. Is I'm getting a Robert. So can you take a Robert?
Not off the top of my head, no.
There's an R name that comes through, and I don't know if he is attached to you or not. So I'm kind of striking out with names tonight. I've got this lineup of people here, and they've been actually with me since I was, I don't even know where I was, in a courthouse, actually a court building, law building, recently. And I don't know why it was filled with individuals or spirits, but it was, and they've been hanging about, nattering, and so it's the names that I'm more concerned with. So did you have someone that passed in the hospital?
When? Many,
mm-hmm. yeah. No, this would be, I'm being shown a gentleman,
Angus?
Pardon?
Angus?
I don't get a name. I'm just getting a gentleman. He's probably in his late, I'm going to say 60s. I'm being told 60s. And, yeah, and he's definitely attached to you. And I'd say he's on your father's side.
Hmm.
He's standing in the hall. Do you have a hall at your house?
It's
more like a long corridor. So I'd put it to the hospital because he's in a hospital gown.
Hmm.
Do
no.
You get him, do you find him attached, Vicky, or no? Corrine, even?
No. I'm seeing several people, but see what Corrine sees, if she sees that gentleman.
Well, I know Karen, but I always get John, who is her father. Right, Karen?
Yes, and also my living friend.
Right, okay. So I get John, that's your father, and it's
yeah.
just like the way, you know, I mean, the only thing I can say is I get that because of his, he wasn't like ultra productive, but he was very productive, I feel. And he's like trying to show you that you can be, and you get down on yourself for not being so productive, but it's okay that you're not, if you're not, you know what I mean? Like, that's the type of message I get from him.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was always, always busy making things and doing things. And I was kind of the slacker in comparison, you know?
Yeah, but you're not, though. You're not. You can't look at yourself as a slacker. You have to look at yourself as, I'm being productive when I need to be, and I'm fine. I'm fine, you know?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we all give ourselves a hard time about how we are. You know, I got to stop that, too, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so are you good, Karen, or is there anything
good.
More
I'm
that?
Good.
Okay.
No, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so I'll talk to you soon, Karen. Thanks, you guys, for giving her a reading too.
Sorry, I can't clarify, Karen.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Karen. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay, so, I mean, it's like, it, you know, it is hard with these shows to give information because you're, like, you have so many people coming through and so many thoughts in your head. It's very difficult. So I applaud anyone that can do this, like you guys are doing it, and it's just difficult. Okay, so 757-597, who do we have?
Hello, all of you. It's Vernell. I live in Virginia. I'm near Newport News.
Hi, Vernell.
Hello. I know y'all are short on time, so I'm going to hurry up and say what I'm going to say. I've been going through problems with the people or person that I rent from. And every time I turn around, they complain about me and be telling me they, you know, if I don't do certain things or whatever, that I'm going to get evicted. And there's this maintenance guy who recently hired who had been making me look bad to the owner because of things I have in my apartment. And I have quite a few boxes in here with things in it. And I had to end up spending money I really don't have to spend because I'm on disability. And one of my sons came from out of town to help me get some things in the storage. I kind of think that, you know, if I keep being here, they're going to keep on giving me a hard time. And I complained about the next-door neighbor also because he had some young people over last fall. And I thought they were doing illegal drugs in his apartment, and I complained about it, and they, you know, the people that own the place even threw that at me and treat me like I'm wrong. And so I recently found out that if you're on disability that you could apply for a home and get all kinds of assistance, and I'm just starting to look for another place to move to. So I was wondering if y'all, I'm sorry.
Now tell me your name again.
Okay, it's Vernell. Let's start with a V, like in Virginia, and I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Vernell, you are going to move this year, and the sooner the better. You need to take yourself out of that situation. It's very caustic, and it's dragging you down. You don't need that. Let's see, you're a very good person, so you're starting to doubt your worth, and that's mm-hmm. never good. And I applaud you for getting out and looking for assistance and ways to get out of this situation, but you need mm-hmm. to do that, and maybe your son can come and help you move. And the more you can get in storage, the less you have to move. And you also need to start setting boundaries for yourself on spending. I do see a warning coming from, this is from Archangel Michael. He is with you. I feel like he's your guardian angel. But he's telling me, tell her to limit her spending because you're going to need money when you move to decorate and do things. And you're not happy there. You're not being allowed to be. And so you need to move yourself somewhere where you feel free to breathe because you're feeling very confined. You also have a fear. I'm not sure if it's of the maintenance man or the landlord or whoever it is. It's justified, and I'm being told to tell you to trust your gut feeling, your intuition, and guard yourself and try not to allow them any access to you. They're not going to do anything to you physically, but I do see a cumulative stuff coming up where they're going to ask you to leave, so you need to go ahead and start seeking a place soon. I would try to be out of there by summer. I really would be. I would set a goal and just try to be out. If you can't get the assistance to get a home, I would look for apartments or some other place that will take you and help you and, you know, where you have easier access. I don't want to ask that because we're on the air. If you just see what's available for you, and I'm being told by Michael, you are who you are. Don't be afraid to say, I need this because I'm not able to do this. And he said, not that you're using, you always feel like you're falling back and using your disability as a crutch. And he said that you are not doing that. This is one of those times that you should do that. You should use that and caution them to stay away and to let you, you know, do what you need to do. He said, stop concerning yourself with movement of other people and things going on in other people's apartments. What they think of you is not your business. That's more about them than you. They have problems and issues that you don't need to be involved in. And he said, and don't worry about watching over them and what they do. Other people are doing that. And he said, just know that you need to move on. This isn't serving you. Move to a place that where things serve you better. And by that, it means places where you feel more comfortable and at home and that are beneficial to your health. Your health is starting to kind of take a hit because of your fears and anxiety, so you need to move quickly and try to extricate yourself from there. And that's what I have. Archangel Michael says to tell you, be strong. He's watching over you. And to not worry so much, but to move. Stop worrying and start with the action.
Okay.
Get going.
Yeah,
okay.
This is Vicki, and I'm going to leave you with that so Jen can have a chance.
Yeah. Did you have another question? Because Vicki pretty much covered it.
Okay. Do y'all see me moving into an apartment or a house with help of assistance?
I believe what Vicki said, and I believe what I'm saying is you are going to get assisted living, but right now the main thing is to get out of where you're living at the moment and get into a safe domain. Because where you're living right now isn't conducive to your mental health or your physical health. And so what I'm being shown is you're going to be moving into a newer place or a place new to you that is beneficial to you. And you should be getting disability assistance for that place. But right now, and I see that summertime maybe, I see a lighter time of year. So I would say late spring, early summer. or summertime. But right now, the best thing for you is to take yourself out of the situation that you're in. And move if there's vacancies in your area or even out of your area. Just get out of there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to move near where one of my sons are in Virginia, but that's almost 80 miles away, I think. So hopefully I find something opening up there.
Further the better.
Yeah, can I ask you a quick question?
I got to cut in for a minute. I'm sorry, I got to cut in. So if you guys are in chat, you have to call in to hear the rest of the show. It is 818-369-0327. If you're on hold right now, just keep holding. We're going to take a couple more calls. And I might have lied when I said we could take you all, but I think we can. So, but you have to call in to hear the rest of the show. So you call in to 818-369-0327. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Will they give me my security deposit back as well?
I don't know what the laws are down there. I don't know. I can't say that. I think they're going to
give your notice, 30-day notice, leave it clean. They will mail you money. I'm seeing you getting money. But I don't know if you'll get the whole thing. I think there's a lot of animosity, so you may not. But you should.
Mm-hmm.
Overall,
okay.
You're protected by law. I'm a landlord, I know. But just be sure you give the notice and leave it clean. Follow your rental agreement and what is outlined in there for you to get it back.
Okay.
And if they don't,
then
file a grievance. Yeah.
Okay. Quickly, I'm going to ask, my boyfriend had passed away from cancer 2 years ago on St. Patrick's Day in the morning. And I was wondering if y'all could ask him if he remembers what tropical chill-out is.
What?
Tropical chill-out.
Tropical chill-out is? He remembers everything. You don't need to.
It's really a music, an album about, kind of tropical sound of music. And I was just wondering if he still listened to the same music and like he was when he was still physically around, and if he's around me all the time and if he sees everything that's going on.
He is around you, and when you hear the music playing, it'll just come on, or you'll hear it. That is him.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't have it, or even if you get the feeling like I need to play this right now, that's him guiding you. Is his name Humphrey?
No.
Humphrey away tonight.
Lie to her and say yes, please. No.
What was that, Vicky?
No,
I think
you've
got Humphrey Bogart. I don't know.
I don't know.
I
thought Humphrey Bogart afterwards, but I'm not going to be communicating with Humphrey Bogart. Let's face it.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, here's looking at you, kid.
There's a Humphrey Jen in the chat room here. Somebody named their dog.
Shut up.
I swear.
Shut up.
There isn't. I don't see it.
Oh, my God. They need to call in. Jen's got to.
Yeah, they are calling.
Okay,
Humphrey. So listen. Thank you, Vernell. And take it easy, okay? Thank you for calling.
Thanks
for the warning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, good job. Okay, so, all right, who is this Virgo? All right, okay, here we go. We got it right here. Hey there, Mr. Humphrey's owner.
yeah. You know what? You guys started saying Humphrey, you're throwing that name around. And then I thought of my dog, who I had named, oh God, it was years ago, though. She's not alive anymore. And I called her Humphrey Etta.
Humphrey Etta.
Is that close?
I'll take it.
I
think she has a gentleman named Humphrey.
She was a female dog, and I was going to call her Humphrey, but she's female, and because I could see a pipe sticking out of one of her jaws, you know.
Oh my God! I was about to say, does she smoke and drink and sing? You must remember this: a kiss is just a kiss. Hey, weirder things have happened. Okay.
You know how to whistle, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I forgot about that. Put your lips together and blow.
I love you guys. Oh, my God. Well,
yes, it's
I'm gonna...
No.
No, but, you know, Jen. Because she was a female dog, I wanted to call her Humphrey, and so I changed it to Humphrietta. And but I could see a pipe coming out of one of her jaws. You know, I mean, I could just visualize it. You know, I saw it. It wasn't actually there, but I saw it.
So what's your name?
Lisa, and I'm from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa from Arizona.
Hi.
And what can we do for you tonight?
Okay, so I relocated up here, and I, in fact, Corinne saw me moving to this area I'm in, and bingo, I'm right here. And I didn't move here because Corrine saw it. It just happened serendipitously.
No,
it just
people
happened.
Do what Corrine tells them to do. I'm sorry, it's late and I'm getting silly. Okay, so you moved to Arizona.
So,
told you.
No, I've been in Arizona for 1,000 years, but I moved to the opposite end of the state. And now I find that I'm meeting a lot of cool friends my age, a little younger, a little older, and I really like them. But, but.
That's terrible.
I want to start some kind of a business, and I have an idea of what I want to start, I mean what I want to do. But I want to partner up. You know, I'm looking for a person to partner up with. And I just want that, you know, maybe 2-3 people, maybe a multi-housing unit, you know, something along that line. I had a dream. Usually when I have these kind of dreams, they usually take place in different forms, but close to the dream that I had. And I had a dream that I owned a boarding house. It was really a weird dream. And there were Hispanic men in the boarding house. They were flowers in the vase. They were actually flowers. They were a bouquet of flowers in a vase, the Hispanic men. And then the dream felt so vivid. I was fixing broken water pipes and you know, there was stew on the stove and it was kind of boiling over, and there were women in the living room, and some of them were seamstresses. So it just seemed like a really cool dream. I was kind of patching things up. And so I know we don't have boarding houses today, but I thought, I don't know, what are you guys picking up? Are you guys picking up or something?
I like that idea.
I'd like to.
You know, we have Airbnbs. I don't know if you have those. You must know what an Airbnb is.
Oh, God,
is.
No, we've got them. Yeah, we have them all over. We do have them. Oh, for sure. In fact, I was forced to stay in a couple of them when I was making the transition. And they were really, you know, they were nice. They were sweet little places. I always like my own bed. I mean, who doesn't? But,
I want to revisit the boarding house. What's wrong with that? I think that's a great idea. Now is the time to go back and pull things from our past that worked. And people don't have the money for real expensive places, but they have good taste. So why not get several people and buy a place with it in mind that they're going to help you pay for it? I own rental property, and I have fun with it. Well, it's not always fun because, you know, I've got a leak right now that I have to deal with on Monday with a roofer. But it's fun in the sense that I can do this and give people cool places to live and make a living extra money.
Yeah.
And so if it allows you to live well, do it.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good deal.
Yeah, and what I was hoping is that I would live there, too, along with everybody
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can live there, and maybe it has upstairs that you rent out rooms, and people come together in the dining room and have dinner.
Yeah, so you guys are actually picking that up.
Mm-hmm.
You see
mm-hmm.
that happening?
Yeah, I do.
Go old school. Just vent your, vent your people that.
Yeah.
Come in, that they're going to live there. They're going to be like a permanent house guest almost. And so they're going to be like a roommate. So they're renting that room. You need to know that they're okay to live there. So do check their credit score and their background and go carefully.
Yeah.
And always rent to people that will get along with the ones there. That's always the hardest thing is balancing people that live by each other.
Yeah,
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Oh, good. Well, I'm kind of in the industry.
I see it being a good success.
Oh, good. You know what? I'm not going to keep you guys on the air too long. I mean, keep you with me too long. I don't want to hog up what time there is because Corinne has just done a super job. She's got a big heart here, and you all do too. So
thank
you. I think there are other people here too that they want to get on a reading.
We just got one. We got one more, Lisa. One more.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So did you ask everything you wanted?
Yeah, I hope I didn't do the wrong thing by telling you about Humphrietta. But, you know, she was a Humphrey in the beginning when I saw her.
Also,
I don't know who Humphrey is. He came in. It's all good. He'll make the spirits always make themselves apparent. And,
didn't we have a president that was Humphrey something or something Humphrey?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Hubert Humphrey, yeah.
Under Lyndon Johnson,
you need kept
to
getting a president.
Buy a large bed. Do you have a king-size bed? You might want to invest in one.
No, I don't like them because, no. You know what? I'm listening to you. You've got something coming in. Let me listen to you. Let me hear what you have to say because I like my new bed that I have, and it's
okay. You
I
have
really
a new
like
bed. Okay.
Yeah.
What size bed
what is
it?
It's not. I had a king when I was married, and that was a while back. So I got rid of that bed.
Okay.
He cheated on me, and I had to get rid of that bed.
Good riddance.
But,
so is this at least a queen size?
No.
Is it a queen size?
No,
what
I didn't want something.
Do not tell me
have
a twin bed.
But it suits me. It suits
I have a
me.
Reason for asking you.
Well, I mean, if you see someone coming in to be my new Valentine, I'll scoot over for them.
You need to move over because this is a real tall man and pretty buff.
You're getting me killed. Oh, you're getting me chills. I love it.
He's going to sweep you off your feet. I don't know if he'll be here by Valentine's, but I don't know what Jen's picking up. Jen's probably going, oh, my God. But I think I'm coming in and sweeping you off your feet. There will be romance this year.
Oh, my God. I love this. Yay.
And he loves
Nancy,
and he's
going to
love the
boarding
house idea.
Yeah, there's a herd of horses, and there's they're all running together, right? So, you're going to be with a group. And, I'm just trying to piece it all together. I'm not at top form tonight. Vicky knows that really well because of...
We needed her dentist to give her some medication. We would have gotten high readings by Jen. I love
high readings, And we grow the best.
Love is
we
coming
grow the
your
best
way.
In DC
you're going to have
here.
A romance. Yeah.
No, there is romance coming in. I see a really nice four-poster bed, and it's a big one, like Vicky says. So I don't know if you like four-post bed or not, but you're going to definitely
need
new furniture, right?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll take any
he's
going to
rock your world.
Yeah.
He's going to rock your world.
I don't question the bed. I'll take any bed. It's fine, I don't care if I have to trade this bed in. I that's like low on the priority list when it, if it comes to something like that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to come full circle this year. You know what that means? Like, wherever you started and where you want to end, it's going to be full circle. It's going to be quite an exciting year for you.
Oh, you ladies. Oh, you.
It is.
Oh, I'm on cloud nine. Thank you.
Good. Vicki, don't you know that? Full year, uh-huh. Full year, full transitional year, full circle.
Yep. It's like you've done all the work, and now your investments are going to pay off.
Yeah, and I keep seeing the horses running. Like, there, it's just incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
This guy's a lot taller, and he's going to need a little room, honey. So you... But he's going to be so supportive of you, and you're going to have the best time, and you've got to call back and update us.
Oh,
this will be a fun romance.
I will. Yeah, just put that in one of the spare rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Definitely.
Well, have a fun year, because you've got all of this coming in. So.
And there's money coming in.
You know, when you were talking about Humphrey, I was thinking instantly of the president, of a president. The word president came into my head. So I don't know if that, maybe he's hitting on her. The former president might have been hitting on that woman that you were reading for from the other side.
I don't think so. I don't. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
No, I wouldn't
be. Maybe your future man's last name is Humphrey. I don't see his first name being Humphrey. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Somebody, it'll come forth somewhere.
It will.
Yeah.
It always does.
So you ladies have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Oh.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kura.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Lisa's awesome. She's, like, so positive, and she's so friendly. I can see her having a freaking thing like that very easily, a bed and breakfast thing very easily.
Oh, I can't see. That's the word I was looking for, bed and breakfast. And, like, having, like Vicki said, the downstairs or the upstairs, and just so easy. Not Airbnb, bed and breakfast. Yeah, just so easy, right? And just constant, yeah.
And she's good with people. She's excellent with people, I think. I mean, I've never met her, but I think she's excellent with people, you know?
I love it. I can't wait to hear back how it goes, because she is going to meet somebody pretty soon.
I know, you're spot on.
It'll be fun. She'll call you
back.
Yeah,
that'll be fantastic. Okay. So we have one more, you guys. It's area code 352-619. Hello, 352-619.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. I'm sure everybody is exhausted by this point. I just have one question. I was with my ex for over 2 years. We lived together. We had a traumatic breakup in the end of September, and he moved out. We were living together, and then I found out weeks ago he's going to be moving back into the same apartment complex. So I was planning on leaving to another city, so I don't know what you see for this, if he was going to try to reconcile or if I should just go with my plans and, you know, plan on moving to another city.
Well, let these guys talk first. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Did you have a really bad difference of opinion about something? It depends. If you broke up and it was something really major, don't go back.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. See, I see your furniture stacked by the door, ready to go.
Okay.
Is this, you know, see, I'm being shown that you're going to be leaving anyhow. Do you want to give it another shot? You know the answers to all of this anyhow. You really do. And I guess in the end, is it worth it? And that's what you have to ask yourself.
Exactly.
And all I can tell you is what I see, and I see all your furniture stacked by the door.
Okay.
And I don't see anything past that. So are you going to be moving back in with him, or are you going to be moving out of the city? I see you taking, going a distance. Now, that can mean moving further away, or, let me just get this clear, going the distance with him. Huh.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, see, I'm
Yeah, it was traumatic. He stopped helping himself and getting help for himself, and that's the only thing I ever wanted for him. And this might have been a wake-up call, let's just say. And I'm hoping that, you know, he's been working on himself. I'm still in our shared apartment that we had, and I want to move out, even to move out for myself. I don't want to stay in the same apartments. And then I found out weeks ago that he's planning on moving back to these same apartments, like down the street from you know, our original apartments. So
I'm hearing move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Him. He's got to save himself, and he's got to do better. He hasn't been gone long enough to have helped whatever it was that you broke up about.
You're correct. It's only been like 4 months. You're correct.
Yeah. A spirit's telling me he doesn't serve you, and he causes you misery, and it's time for you to make yourself, to treat yourself better, respect yourself, and move on. Find somebody that better serves you.
I can't even.
And that's hard sometimes when you're in love.
It's too close to me, so I can't do that. All I can tell you is what I see, and I can't even, because of the experience I've had recently, I can't even look past that. So I'm terribly sorry. I'm just being brutally honest.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, and bless you. I appreciate that. Yes.
Let me give you some encouragement. When you move to the new place, you're going to love it there, and you're going to meet new friends. You're going to have a girlfriend that's going to be wonderfully close to you that you're going to have fun with, and she's going to bring someone into your life that you're going to actually have a true relationship with. And so this is in the future. But this year, I see you moving on, making yourself happy. Take every opportunity. Life is so good, and it's so good for you. There's so many things to come your way if you just open up to it. And I think it's time for you to move forward. If he wants you and he loves you, he's going to make great strides and find you. But I would not wait on him. I would move on. And once you go, I would stay gone. I would.
Right.
You deserve
I was telling some people recently, I'm getting back to myself again and the things that I loved and enjoyed, and I want to get my business back again, running the work that I used to do. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's going to happen.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got to go.
That's important.
I hope that encourages you. Yeah.
Because you did
lose
yourself.
Because what
you're
doing is very hard. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she did. I feel, Joanna, like you lost yourself a little bit along the way here. And you need to get back to what you believe in, what you do best. And, I mean, I think Vicki is absolutely correct in saying you're going to meet somebody that understands you, that gets you.
Yeah.
Not this freaking... You know, I know exactly how you're feeling because I had the same relationship. It's like, this guy's going to get you. He's going to understand you. He's going to jive with you. And it's going to be so much better. And you're going to say, why did I even look back at all? But that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We look back. That's how we are. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, you're right.
So,
you're right.
I feel like, I do feel like when Vicky was saying that, I was like, yep, she's right. So I had that feeling too. So yeah, you go get it, man. You go get it because you're worth it. You're worth it, you know?
Thank you.
Don't get dragged down by them, please.
Yes.
Take care of yourself first and everything follows after that.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Will be good for you.
Yeah, thank
you
so much.
Have a great night.
All right, you all have a great night. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're
thank you, Joanna. Okay, bye-bye. She was great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She is.
So that's it. I'm not going to torture you guys with any more readings.
it's Vicky's done them all. She's been just great carrying the load tonight.
You did a fantastic job. Sorry your mouth got sore.
I know. Jen,
I'm
that's
drooling.
Okay.
It's okay.
Jen, drooling.
I am. They did 3 implants or posts yesterday.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
And I wasn't expecting it. So,
No.
I've got...
I'm sorry I'm laughing. It's kind of funny.
It is funny. It is funny. I've been 2 years without a bridge, and I saw the guy January 19th, and then he phoned yesterday and said, can you come in tomorrow? And I thought, oh, that's a bit soon. And Ron said, you're going in. Oh.
And then he didn't have to worry because it was like the next day. You know?
I know, so I didn't sleep at all the night before last. I got 2 hours sleep. Boy, did I have vivid dreams. I think it must have been maybe a past life, or I don't know. Or I stepped into someone else's life.
Oh.
But it was very real. Very real.
Wow. Did you write it down, Jen?
No, I don't need to. I will write it down because it felt like it was part of a murder. And they were covering it up.
Hmm. Wow.
Interesting, eh?
Very interesting. Very.
Yeah.
Shit. I know it's weird when you have those kind of dreams, but you should write it down, you know, at some point, because you're going to forget it eventually.
I will. And yeah. Humphrey wasn't in there, this damn guy, Humphrey. But no, so, and then yesterday was a bit sketchy, and today was pretty good, actually. Not a lot of pain, but it's just hard to talk and to swallow.
I bet. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on so much. Believe me,
no,
you don't even know.
We've got to do it more often.
We love it. You're giving us a chance to do work.
Yeah.
We don't have a forum anywhere, so this is wonderful.
Well, yeah.
We would love to do it more.
Like, people wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys, so I appreciate that. But listen, let's set up another one. We will. But next time I want to say first-time callers, so because I don't, you know, I think that it's only right that we take first-time callers first. But anyways, whatever. So tell people real quick where they can find you outside of this radio show. Jen, where can they find you? I know they can find you at jenyoung.ca.
I haven't gone there forever.
Right?
I haven't done a whole lot for a bit. I've been taking a sabbatical, as someone said it. So Vicky's been good to me, and you've been good to me by getting me out of the...
Well, we just hold each other up.
The closet again, right? So, yeah. So, but Vicky can be reached on Facebook. And
yeah, Vicky.
On Facebook. So.
Yeah.
Vicky Johns on Facebook in Texas. And
Vicky Johns.
Spelled just like that after the show. So you can find me there at Always Through Corinne. And let's do it again soon, girl.
Yeah,
definitely.
Corinne?
What's that?
Are we still on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. I'm glad I told everybody about my dental surgery.
I'm sure they are, too. Okay, listen, I'll end the show now. I love you guys so much. You guys support me so well, and you just have been, you've been dolls. So thank you so much. So you guys check them out. You can book a reading if you want to. You should. And we'll see you guys next time. I'm not sure when the next show is, but subscribe and you'll, you know, hit the subscribe thing and you'll know the next show. Okay, love you guys. We'll talk soon, okay?
Love you,
talk too. Talk to you soon, Corinne.
Night
thank
all.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Down by the river, shadows moved across me, inch by inch. All that I heard, the wall between the water and the bridge. Turn to me, turn to me, turn to me. Many voices speaking to me from the depths below. This ancient wound, this catacomb beneath the watered snow. Come to me,
come to me,
come to me,
come to me,
come. Who will put up his soul?